Hey gorgeous, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Radiant Confidence. Today, we're diving into something super important. Healing from past hurts. Because let's be real, life throws some curveballs, right? We all have those moments. Those experiences that leave a dent on our hearts. A little bit of baggage we carry around. But here's the thing, you don't have to stay stuck there. You deserve to heal, grow, and step into your full radiance. Ever felt like you're carrying weight from something that happened in the past? Maybe it was a relationship, a betrayal, or even just a tough time growing up. That feeling can be heavy, almost like an invisible anchor dragging you down. But guess what? You have the power to break free. So, how do we actually start this healing journey? It's not always easy, but trust me, it's so worth it. Let's unpack 5 key takeaways that can help us on our path to liberation. First up, acknowledge your pain. I know, sometimes it feels easier to just bury it deep inside and pretend it doesn't exist. But that only prolongs the healing process. Allow yourself to feel those emotions, sadness, anger, even resentment. It's okay to grieve what you've lost. Bottling things up just creates pressure, like a bottle of champagne about to explode. Letting those feelings out, expressing them in a healthy way, is crucial for moving forward. Second, understand that forgiveness isn't about condoning hurtful actions. It's about freeing yourself from the shackles of anger and resentment. Holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts you more than anyone else. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting or excusing what happened. It means choosing to release the pain so that it no longer controls you. Third, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through something tough. We often beat ourselves up over past mistakes, but remember, everyone makes them. Learn from your experiences, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. Be your own cheerleader, your biggest advocate. Fourth, surround yourself with positive people. Your tribe matters. Spending time with supportive, uplifting individuals who encourage you to be your best self can make a world of difference. Think about it like this. Would you hang out with someone who constantly brings you down? Probably not. So, choose your company wisely and create a circle of love and support that helps you thrive. And finally, remember that healing is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, good days and bad days. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and never give up on finding peace and joy. Think about a time when you really felt the sting of hurt from someone close to you. Maybe a best friend turned their back on you, or maybe a family member said something that cut deep. Did you allow yourself to feel that pain? Did you try to bottle it up and pretend everything was okay? Remember, those feelings are valid. It's okay to grieve the loss of that relationship, to be angry, to feel betrayed. But after you've acknowledged those emotions, try to focus on forgiveness. Not for them, but for yourself. Holding on to anger is like carrying a heavy stone in your pocket. It drags you down and keeps you from moving forward. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting or excusing what happened. It means choosing to release that weight so that you can finally breathe again. So, how are you going to take charge of your healing journey today? I want you to remember this. You are strong, resilient, and worthy of love and happiness. Take those first steps, acknowledge the pain, forgive yourself and others. When you're ready, practice self-compassion, surround yourself with positive people, and never stop believing in your own strength. Remember, healing is a process, and it's okay to take things one day at a time. I'm cheering for you every step of the way. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need to hear these words. Let's spread some love and support. And if you enjoyed this episode, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future episodes of Radiant Confidence. Until next time, shine on, beautiful.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.